the third, the theme, the last theme, number six, is strength, which means power, force, capability, or might. And who is our great example of this? But of course, Jesus Christ. Now the topic's strength. Just throw out a topic. Christ is the answer. Christ is the epitome. Christ is the one to worship. Everything becomes a springboard for us when we hear this. It makes us a springboard to lead us to Christ. So Christ is our great example of strength. We read, for example, in Philippians 3:21, He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. No man can stay his hand and say, what doest thou, the scriptures say. He's able to subdue all things. He's greater, he's stronger than anything, all things, and all things put together. Colossians 1:17 tells us, He, Christ, is before all things, and by Him all things consist, congeal, are held together. Such is the power of Christ. We read finally in Revelation 19:6, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent, means all-powerful, reigneth. So friends, whether the topic is sincerity, sustenance, stewardship, security, succession, strength, or a myriad more topics, Christ is all. Christ is all, friends. And that's my message today. May we pray. Our Father, we acknowledge the need for the Spirit of God to transform us, to change our way of thinking, to establish godly habits, such as whatever the topic is, we find a way to go from there to witnessing for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the epitome of every virtue. And so whatever the topic may be, we can turn and exalt Him and think of the scriptures which speak of Him in these ways and find ourselves more and more preoccupied with the wonders of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see He's the answer for the problems that are listed in Ephesians. We know He is the answer for the problems here. And so, Father, we pray that today You would incline our hearts, incline us toward Christ in every situation. If it's bitterness, if it's fear, if it's lust, if it is a longing for a future of success, whatever it might be, we know that You can take us from there to the virtue, to the embodiment of that virtue, Jesus Christ. Lord, are there people here who have not yet come to Christ of a truth? I pray that today be the day of salvation. And I pray, Lord, for all who hear this message, that Christ would receive the glory. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you.